begin the current daven sefes ba bekamet of kufi days begin with alf begin tazmas begin with digmara af bishin yoyim bishin shalder bishbuchulu. Although they know that it's ribis, that's the halacha that Rambam was saying on that they don't have to go ahead and return it. So that's what he says. Obviously, rishus yerush is kishus akev chul etc. The says in turn, going to say, wait a second, veichem medaktik. Now, how could this? He could infer from this halacha the kishus lekech dami that you see that obviously that oh must be kishus lekech. Why else don't they why don't they have to return the ribis? What do you mean? The fila love kishus lekech. I mean, even if the kishus yerush is not like the kishus lebayir or the shabbos, still makes sense to return that they can be exempt because given the medas nasan loy, since the borrower gave it consensually. So less no got baby turns gazelle to the father who lent it with on interest that does not buy him in the medium of robbing of Tesalva, the medium of a loan. That's why they don't have to return it. Because the Melvape, it's an oral loan in the Gedvan, the Yershin, that you don't collect from the narratives. He gave it to him, he gave it to him willingly. It's no gabay b'tayz gazel. It's still buy him in the medium of robbery. Why? It's like giving it erroneously. They didn't give it to him as a gift. B'tayz ribis in the medium of interest. Mikra gazela be'ene. That's called when the robbery is extant. Is around. Kim shemoyz be'en. Since the money's still here, v'yichayav l'achzir, and they would have to give it back. He loved the kushus lekev. If not for the fact that it was like the possession of a buyer, v'avishin rishus, and that's considered a change of domain. Next test not the beginning of the Gemara, but like Poshlach Midi, and we have nothing left over here, meaning to say that it's not true, our father doesn't owe you, so between they're going to be exempt. What's the reason why we believe them? So Tess explains, says Migo, there's a principle of their claim that they could say, since they could have said it, son, look, we give it back to you, and they would they believe, so they could say that. That our father doesn't owe you anything. Well, you know, another part you could say is kagain. It's for example too much. Ain edi gazelo. There's no witnesses that the father stole. Oh, it does one levad. It's just the admission of the sons, since they're the ones who pesha. So they're the ones who are saying. So they're therefore they're believed to say pesha hitter that that our father made calculations with you and he doesn't owe you anything anymore. Next test not to begin the gemara, ketanim. The question is, how could you really say ketanim gani chayvo? I'm a ketanim p'turim, but you said that the children are potter. Which traces legacy in the gears is not on this gear saw that, but you say ketanim are going to be potter. Why? Because the love kushi that wouldn't be a difficulty because the hidal el that we brought previously that says ketanim are potter is kesumchas v'achker abanan just like the abanan is based because like Rashi explains so it can't be the gemara's course. And lachik sinav the gears is b'chalas from all the texts is like this. Achilas cotton reading Mishash is bay. What do you think? There's a concern about what the child consumed. Lo yele mazik. At most, it should be like as if the child himself was damaging. But none. And we learned in the Mishnah on that pezayin medalf. Even if they damage, they're not liable. Bachanami here also. But matzal mifrich. So that's one point. That's how Tais explains the gifts. And then Tais points another thing. Bachanami, the truth is here also. But matzal mifrich. The Gemara could have asked. Mechilas kedaylam. Not only from the eating of the minors, but even from the eating of the adult children. Why they're liable? Kiyachu when they eat l'rav chizda. If it's l'achay yirsh, which we said that nachayb, or l'ram l'chama, even l'fnei yirsh, because avakav dechi gezela kayemes chayavin. Even though when it's around, they're obligated, but kiyachu b'tum when they consume it, they're potter. The pishul elik, like we previously explained. So you could have really asked from gedaylim too. El parak tvei. Lahed de Akitanim just asked better, which explicitly from the teaching of Ketanim, which is explicitly a difficulty. And the Lekalokmi cannot explain that Kiganjanevle Navi and Acharis Nachasim. Oh, why don't you say that the father left over properties? Lachas Hashabah Hadigdam Chayav Lasham. So, oh, that would make sense why the adult children have to pay of a Ketanim Kasha. But the children would be difficult. Because you should still exempt mitam de mekam edus of nevel din in front of you can only accept in front of the litigant, and then you could say you would be able to explain the halacha that okay fine so that's why you don't have to pay but children you wouldn't be able to because of mekam edus nevel din since there's no that the gemara couldn't say that because the lebetur ma'itayma. That rationale of being exempt is el sumchat. That's only according to sumchat. Well, and again, we're not going like sumchat, and that wouldn't be a valid approach to answering Gemara's question.